This episode of WDW Today is brought to you by Away. Away makes first-class luggage at coach prices, and they allow you to charge your phone on the go. For $20 off your order, go to awaytravel.com/WDW20 and use the promo code WDW20. Again, that's awaytravel.com/WDW20, promo code WDW20. And now, on with the show.
Bringing the world to your world. This is WDW Today.
It's Wednesday, April 4th, 2018, and this is episode 1606 of WDW Today. I'm Logan Seculo.
I'm Will Haynes.
I'm Terry Weaver.
I'm Matt Lott.
And I'm the Grease.
And we are today keeping the Epcot World Showcase breakdown going, and we're talking about the France Pavilion. A pavilion that's been going through some changes here coming up, but you know what? This will be for you guys going this summer, for this year, because as we know, there's a brand new attraction that will be installed in the France Pavilion coming up in, the next couple of years? What's the time frame on the Ratatouille ride?
1937 is when they're going to have it done.
1937?
By. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's retroactive.
Okay.
I think 2020 was the kind of all of the attractions they've kind of said for the anniversary.
Okay. They'll mostly be done by the 40th anniversary?
What is it? Or the 50th anniversary of Walt Disney World.
Oh, okay. So in
2020.
So it'll be 2021, right? Yeah. And then also Epcot's going to have an anniversary year there somewhere. So I don't know. There's a lot going on, but it's a new Ratatouille ride. It'll be open in a few years. Why do we waste our time on this? We don't really need to discuss it right now. You did bring up something, Will, that was interesting. And maybe this is just...
Oh, the parking
I'm tired, and maybe I'm thinking it. When we eventually make time travel possible, you could theoretically build an attraction that then is just open the next day.
Nice. Well, I see what you're saying.
You go
forward, you build it, and then it's open the next day. It's called the time traveler's paradox, Grease. You wouldn't get it.
You go Wonderful. Forward in time, have construction going, or you go back in time.
Is this one of those jokes, like, if you have to explain the joke, it's not really a good joke.
Are you saying we're not making a good argument?
I'm just saying, like, I normally am in
you
Logan's situation.
You normally don't get anything.
It depends on how you feel about time travel. Because if you go back in time, are you going back to the same timeline? Or are you skewing into a different
universe?
Yeah.
Let's assume you're going to the same timeline. You go back to Epcot. You redo everything. Start working on it 5 years ago when you came up with this idea. Then you've had the construction belt, and then boom, it's there.
That's called the time traveler's paradox.
Yeah.
It's like in Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure.
Or Bogus
Journey.
Like,
what if we leave it right here?
Yeah.
Oh, we can't forget to do it, dude. So.
Is that really happening?
Time travel?
No. No, Bill and Ted reunion.
That was an April Fool's joke.
No, it's kind of not.
I thought it was the reunion's edition of Entertainment Weekly they did it for. I will say this about Bill and Ted 3. I've been promised it for 30 years. I will believe it when I see it.
Won't happen.
The script they say they've written is incredible, but it cost, they said, around $200 million. And I don't think you're going to get that from the studios.
What, Ready Player One was like $185 or something?
Right, and Bill and Ted 3.
For production
After
cost?
A kind of sequel that is cult classic, but it's not the most loved.
One more
Bogus
thing
Journey.
About time travel before we move on. I think VR is going to replace the need for time travel.
I could see that.
So what
it's the holodeck.
What
this
if
is
time
so deep.
Travel is great. Just
this
virtual
is so
reality?
Deep.
I like it, Will.
Yeah. It's essentially the holodeck. You
right.
can
I like
say,
it.
I want to go be a Sherlock
it's
Holmes.
It's the danger team. Room in X-Men.
I want to be, what's the Battle. Little dog? Wishbone.
Oh, what's the
wishbone.
Story?
What?
Wishbone
what?
Lived
wishbone?
In a virtual reality world.
He did?
Well, it was in his head, but yeah, it was all pretend.
Wait, Wishbone?
Was a time traveler.
I thought that was Mr. Peabody.
What?
The dog, Mr. Peabody and Sherman? He was the time traveler, right?
Well, yes,
this
I'm talking
different.
About
Wishbone.
Wishbone
was another series.
PBS?
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't realize he time traveled.
As long as
he didn't.
I haven't watched it in a while. I
thought he was pretending to be in the stories.
Yes. Okay. Sorry.
I was saying, no, it's time travel.
Got it.
Virtual so you're saying we could do mine. Virtual reality and watching Marley and me, and but we don't have the Marley doesn't have to pass
but
away.
But then you realize there was a Ghost Rider.
We can actually like play fetch with Marley
right
after the movie just to like reconcile with our children.
Mm.
Yeah.
Sounds great.
And with the new time travel attraction building.
This is a good idea.
It's a good idea. It's a theoretical
you would have
idea.
You would be moving the entire structure.
People haven't thought about construction and how that will affect things.
Future right. world could actually be
well, because no, you could develop the concept, come up with this new idea, then go back in time, start construction,
but
build it.
But would you have the technology back in time
you're taking it with you.
To do it?
I'm not talking
but
about
then,
I'm talking about like
back
2 years.
To Matt Lott. Yeah. Does that alter the timeline so much that you cause a butterfly effect, disrupt all of humanity?
Well, I'm a Baron
for a Guardians of the Galaxy roller coaster.
Yeah,
that's all we ever wanted.
I'm a Baron Stein Bear guy, so I think it's already been altered. So this is where I fall. I'm sorry,
Baron Stein.
Yeah, I always say Baron
Stein. Who are the Baron Stein Bears? He's like a third person.
I want a different one.
That's at the Germany pavilion.
Because it's Stein or Stein. It's not. There's no
Baron
you know
Stein
Bears. I've been reading Johnny Baron Stein Bears books, and every time I read it, I'm like. Something's not right.
Yeah, Tupelo, Mississippi was a little different.
Well, for that's like
third time
in the new episode of Scary Zone, which goes up later today. Bart Scott calls Will Haynes, the man with the stains. He has no recollection of that.
I don't. Yeah, I heard it too. You sent me the
Will
audio
Haynes,
clip, and I was like, number one, I had to listen to it like 10 times to understand what was happening.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, where are we?
We should be talking about the France Pavilion, probably.
We should.
Before we do that, let's talk about Lord Drakon.
It was a sweet film.
No. I went back in time and met him.
Lord Drakon?
No. Yeah.
We do need to talk about this.
We'll get to Lord Drakon at the end of the France Pavilion. Because we need to discuss it. All right. So I haven't read the comics. I'm waiting. France Pavilion in Epcot has a restaurant, has attractions. Does not have, though people are always like, can I go up in that Eiffel Tower? No, you cannot. It's very tiny. But it's forced perspective, so it feels real. Something that feels like I always should have had. Which was like a Vegas-style Eiffel Tower, where you can go and have dinner and you know enjoy the sights. But no, they don't have it there.
Yeah, hold on.
If you go into the France Pavilion, okay, and you walk up to the La Halles, okay,
the what?
Correct.
La Halles. Me for a second.
And you go over there and you knock on the bathroom door 10 times. You actually lower down underneath the France Pavilion, and there is the Guardians of the Galaxy roller coaster. It's this new thing.
Try it.
Yeah, try it. And if it doesn't happen, don't get mad at me.
Don't get mad at you.
You got to call it. You got to call it what it is.
Here's what I want in my life right now.
What is that?
I want a, like, you know, like the programs where you can pay on the internet to learn a language. I want the Grease teaching me French.
Yeah. Well, here, I already can give you directions.
Les Halles.
Hey, listen to this. Well, I can give
the
you
Waze
a much
app,
better
you can
option.
Record your own voice.
For just wasting money.
I
if you want
to
waste money,
buddies.
You come talk to me.
What?
That's a giant waste of money.
That's not
I'll
a
give
waste
you way better ideas for wasting money.
I mean, I'll do it for free. Just call me. Just ask me what this means in
Grease
French.
Grease can get his own YouTube channel, you know, like the people that do the pronounce the word improperly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't trust a language that with 3 vowels in a row only means yes.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
That's fine. I don't, but that's
O-U-I,
fine.
And you pronounce it we. Mm-hmm.
So since we're talking about the old France Pavilion.
Yeah, sorry.
What do you guys, what is your favorite thing at the pavilion?
Gelato.
Ooh, the gelato.
All together.
The gelato what? Ice cream sandwiches or like the.
My favorite thing for Will and I to do is to get gelato and then walk immediately over to Soarin' and stand in line for 3 hours.
Mm. Wrong.
The thing is,
I like they have the Grand Marnier
slushy.
Yeah, slushy. Ooh. That's freaking delicious.
Ooh,
can we say freaking delicious?
Yeah, why not?
It's the internet.
It's
man.
Really good.
Tasty.
Really good. Have you had that, Grease?
No, but my wife. So we're going in October.
And they have also a champagne one, too, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And
champagne
so slushy. My wife will be all over that. She loves that.
Oh, mm-hmm. You know what would be even better? Get that. Pro tip. Get the Grand Marnier slushy.
Yeah.
Sprint to the Mexico Pavilion.
Do it.
Get a margarita.
Oh, and then
get a third glass, blend. Best thing you'll ever taste.
Nice.
What did I miss?
Well, see, I just
you missed
pro
a lot.
Tip.
Epcot drink hacking.
Go to
yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
Epcot drink. You go to the little cart in France, and you get the Grand Marnier frozen drink. Run over to the Mexico Pavilion because you got to, or it's Florida. It's gonna melt. And then while you're there, stop the tea cart, get a Tipsy Ducks in Love, just pound that. Get to Mexico Pavilion, get a frozen margarita, and blend them.
Do not, under any circumstances, pound a Tipsy Ducks in Love. One of our listeners, Chad, I was with him when he did that, and the results were not great.
Why, like a brain freeze or something? Like,
no. Well, we also went to La Cava right after that, so that was...
I love it when Will can...
I had
to talk about beverages.
That's a great idea. I know. Because I had they have frozen rosé during Flower and Garden right now.
Ooh, yeah.
It's okay. It kind of just tastes like a Kool-Aid.
A rosé?
What flavor
it's
Kool-Aid?
It's to be frozen rosé, and it's like, you know,
rosé?
And it was not... That's a better name.
Yeah.
But it was just sort of like, okay, this just tastes like a red, or like a pink icy, like a strawberry lemonade icy. I don't even think there was anything special about it, but it looked good on paper.
That Which paper did you read it off of?
Here's what we offer.
The menu.
No,
that's the one I'm looking for. Yeah. Menu. What have y'all talked about?
Is
what
that the signature drink, Will, at
literally this?
I just posed the question.
Literally this.
They have a few drinks there. They have quite a few. There's also, you can get French wine, you get champagne, stuff like that. But I like the frozen.
So we're just talking about what our favorite highlights of the pavilion were. So I have a couple. One, during Food and Wine, I love their escargot.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God.
When they,
I love escargot too.
You might think there was a time, don't like it.
There was a time where they were doing the snail in the croissant, like in one piece. It was one bite where you had everything. Glorious!
It was so good. I've had that.
So Will has done it.
It's a snail with like the garlic butter stuff croissant.
In a croissant,
it was like a hot pocket,
like a hot pocket with a snail in it.
I love it when you. I mean, if you've got something that's already good, and then you just add carbs, hands down, the best thing ever.
I'll take a quick break here and tell you about our friends at Away Travel. Away makes affordable, high-quality suitcases that even charge your phone. And by cutting out the middleman, they're able to offer the perfect luggage with high-quality materials to match lower price. I'm using mine. It's fantastic. It's got those 360 spinners that Will loves.
Riding spinners, y'all.
Yes, it's smooth ride every direction. Theft-proof. They have a TSA-approved combination lock. And even overpackers can fit everything you need because there's a compression system. You like that?
Yep, you're an overpacker. I've traveled with you.
Yep, it tightly buckles in bulky sizes and bulky items. Variety options that come in four sizes, carry-on, the bigger carry-on, the medium and the large, and a lot of color options. Make sure you go to their website and find out more. There's also a risk-free 100-day trial period. If at any point you decide it's not for you, return it for a full refund, no questions asked. They're not going to come at you with a bunch of questions. No questionnaire saying, why'd you do this? Nope, no questions asked. Again, you've heard my experiences. I've literally lifted this thing over my head and ran through an airport. That's how light it is.
And still made it on the plane.
Yeah, I wouldn't like suggest, though, it's the way you do it, but it can be done. I've had it happen, and sometimes you got to do it. Also, just great, great travel options. If you're a frequent traveler, if you're new to traveling, it's good either way because it's lightweight. You're not going to regret the USB ports. That's something that I've actually been using when I'm in a hotel room. Sometimes those plugs are hard to get to or hard to find. I have my cord on me. I'll even use the bag to charge, and then I'll charge the bag while I'm gone for the day, come back. So it can be right next to my bed if there's no issues with there. You can use that as a charger. It's option. What? Well.
No, I was going to say, do you also use it as like a nice nightstand for your water glass and
things
like that?
Could, but those 360 spinners, you got to be.
Oh, that's true.
Too smooth of a ride.
You might bump it.
Yeah. Again, Away has a special offer just for our listeners of this show. For $20 off your order, go to awaytravel.com/WDW20 and use promo code WDW20 at checkout. That's awaytravel.com/WDW20, promo code WDW20. And now what were we talking about?
So one of my our favorite things to do is to go to the bakery that's in the back and get one of the croissants, the ham and Gruyere croissants, and get it to go and take it with us to our resort and have it for breakfast the next morning.
Oh. This is a lot of like pro tip hacks today.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, why don't I figure it out?
No, I'm saying like this is, I like this. See, because my experience in this pavilion has been just kind of.
To be clear, I've never done mine.
Yeah,
it's just, it just sounds incredible. Like, although, it's the best concept ever.
Although, I'm,
you can carry a cooler in the park, right?
Okay, so now I'm going to take my own portable blending station.
Wait, you
can Vitamix cooler. Vitamix in his backpack.
So we could create our own. Man. You could create the, it's like I said, like a suicide and a fountain drink, but of all, like a drink from each one, you have a World Showcase mega drink.
Oh, wow. You get the, what's the American Pavilion one with the bourbon? The
I couldn't find it.
Buffalo, I think they
gone.
Stopped doing that
because
one.
Because the machine's always broken.
Buffalo Trace and Coke.
They have the red, what is
Red
it?
Stag.
Red Stag with a cherry.
We've had that. That'll set your brain on fire.
That's another Kool-Aid taste.
Mm. It's the Jim Beam Red Stag, which is like not really bourbon. It's like bourbon with cherry flavoring in it. Yeah. And it's,
exactly. But it's technically can't be a bourbon.
Not for me.
A whiskey.
Right. Yeah.
So you can also meet some princesses while you're there. Belle's usually hanging out around there. Sometimes Aurora. So it's a good spot to.
Is there a princess dining thing at Epcot?
Yeah, not there. It's at Akershus.
Yeah.
And that has pretty much everybody but the Frozen ladies. But then the Frozen always have
See, I heard at that experience, like it rotates. You never know who you're going to get. It's like.
I've honestly never done it. I will be just completely like blunt to be like, I've never done it. I've walked in there. We met Belle. One of our friends is Belle. And I was able to see it, visually see it, which was cool. And Belle has like a.
Oh, friend a la Belle?
Yes. But took a picture. I guess Belle or maybe one that has like a
Spanish,
a rotating station of like a professional photo that you get with a photo pass. And then everyone else kind of just comes to your table. So you get like one photo pass photo.
Right.
When we were there, it was Belle.
Hey, when are they going to put a ride in?
In France?
France, yeah.
A couple of years, I think. You hear we just talk about
they
that?
They need to
the
do
show?
That. I think it'd be a great one if they did Ratatouille.
It's been a while. I've been to the main restaurant, Chef de France or whatever it's
Chef
called.
Chef de France?
I've been to that. It's been a while. It's been since Ratatouille, the Remy
that
the Rat.
That was awesome when
Remy the Rat used
around.
To come around and like the little animatronic rat that would interact with you. I loved it. But then they
it was
just,
amazing.
It's like one of those things they just stopped. Just like talking Mickey. Like, what? It's just the technology is great. And eventually they're like, man, not worth it. And it's such a bummer because those are what makes those kind of dining special. The France restaurant, it's good. Mm. I've never had like a bad experience. I've never had a overwhelmingly great experience.
Yeah, I tend to try not to eat at places that like when you it's like in France notorious for like not great food overseas.
What?
Are you kidding me?
False.
France is
French,
specifically
French cuisine.
For food.
Are you the dumbest person I've ever met?
I know they got, what do they call them? Beignets? Those are cool.
Okay.
That's New Orleans. Yeah, you're thinking New Orleans, which also has very good food.
Yeah.
What's wrong with that? England. England is the one you're thinking of.
That's it. Yeah. Whatever they call it when you go over the pond. Is that it?
Don't French have terrible food?
Yeah.
Man, Michelin star.
No, I love a good baguette. Gosh. I'm going to be quite honest with you. I love a good baguette, but I've already talked about carbs. So,
I do like they make the guys who work at the France Pavilion dress. Because obviously these people who are from France, everyone's from France. It tells you where they are. City, but they do have to dress, especially if they're working the cart, like the, you know, almost prison garb, like the stripes. You know,
like Jean Valjean.
Yeah, like they have to dress. In no, because those, I guess those are the up and down stripes.
24601?
Like the typical stripes you think of with like a French man on a bicycle with,
like
with a baguette. They make them dress in that, which I've never seen
nice
in France.
Nice red
Will and I
scarf.
Have spent a lot of time in France.
We have.
And I've never saw
that,
never
man.
Saw a striped shirt.
So are you saying that cast members are technically in jail?
Well, I mean.
Disney prison.
We all are.
Oh, Disney
we
prison.
We all are in some ways.
We call it
man.
Disney.
That's nice. Yeah. That's a good thought.
In fact,
Logan.
We pay to go to
so
prison.
So, Matt, like, you've eaten there?
Yeah,
you've got
I have. Same as you. It was good. Wasn't great.
I mean, the menu is kind of like, they do have good, the escargot there is great. And then they have, like, croque monsieur and, like, a salad. Mm-hmm. They have, like, a short rib.
Do they have escargot normally?
Yes.
Just at Food and Wine, they put it
in the food stand
in a
outside.
Croissant?
The,
can you just go and buy a croissant? And the escargot.
Well, they don't
just
sell it in the croissant anymore, right? You're saying?
No, I'm just saying, but you can make your own.
Yeah.
You can make your own.
You can get croissants.
It's just like making the drink.
Yeah.
First person that makes a World Showcase suicide, prove it. We want photos of everything. I'll send you a shirt.
Yeah. We'll just,
first person, though. If we pony up.
Will it have, like, is it Will's menu?
You have to pick.
It's going
to
have that awful Jager and Schnapps from Germany.
The
and
Iceland Viking
shot
thing.
Oh, this is a gross drink.
I want to try it.
I will say this about
I just need like a big gulp cup. Mm-hmm. Carry in with me.
Yeah. Take your
humongous.
They notes. Still do have those?
Oh, yes, they sure do.
You know, because I feel like I don't walk into gas stations that often. I don't see the humongous or the.
I or saw those one recently. Much. I can't remember where, but.
Can't tell you the last time I walked into a gas station.
Mm. A snob. Someone's got a credit card.
Logan on his last road trip had to stop at one to go to the restroom.
Pulaski, Tennessee. Pictures were scary. Yeah, Pulaski, Tennessee, maybe a great town. I wouldn't know because the one place I stopped. By the way, this road trip was a day and a half ago. The bathroom had two stalls, no doors, and
two stalls and no doors.
Not like two urinals.
Sounds like a weird game show open.
Two places to sit down to use the restroom where your knees were pretty much going to be touching the other guys if both were being used.
And they were facing? No, but they were.
Feel like you could do like a double five. Like, you know, like
your left knee would be touching the other guy's right knee.
That bathroom's a test of friendship.
Yeah. Like, I walked in. I was like, how does this, like, how did this happen? Yep. Like, how is it legal? I don't know where the codes are. Not here. There are no codes.
They're where the stall doors are.
Yeah, but the toilets went beyond the, like, it's like they had urinal dividers, but with toilets.
Yeah, it's a good example of not, you know,
so
not having good
I heard that the wine in France is awful.
How are you coming
Bordeaux, more like boredom.
All I see from this one is Grease leaving with a bunch of ideas for his own food, like snail biscuits.
Yes.
That's snail biscuits.
Grease snail biscuits.
Bacon, egg, and snail biscuits.
Yeah, so right
the
Hardee's, now.
Yeah. The Hardee's biscuits.
They are saying 2021 is when you're going to see something. This information is good for this year, and you're going to start seeing construction pretty soon. One of the best parts about France, though, maybe I'm wrong, yeah, is pretty much you're connected to the international gateway, which who knows what that's going to look like in the next 12, 24 months. Right now, it's awesome. It's still great. You walk in, you're right there in the pavilion. If you come out around the back of Epcot, take a boat, walk up from the boardwalk, great, fantastic. You're right in the middle of the World Showcase. We do it every time.
That's still going to be there, but it's going to not be
as chill.
You're talking about the alternate entrance back there at the beach club?
Yeah, you can go. Yeah, it's all those kind of the beach walk, beach club, boardwalk, Swan and Dolphin, that whole boardwalk area all connects to the back there. That's usually how I end up going to Epcot now pretty regularly because we don't spend as much time in Future World, and a lot of times we'll be one of those hotels. But that is where the stop is going to be for the new Skyliner, which opens up next year probably, I would assume. They're pretty heavily into construction now. I mean, it is.
Like
poles are
pavilions up. Are going up. Poles are going up.
Yeah, I mean, where is that going from to?
It goes, kind of connects a bunch of different resorts to Hollywood Studios and to Epcot, right? Mm. It doesn't do Animal Kingdom. It's just those two.
The
always leave out Animal
Skyliner?
Kingdom.
Yeah.
It goes to Pop, Art of Animation. Well, it goes to Art of Animation, but they're saying Pop can get there.
Yeah.
Coronado Springs, Caribbean Beach, I believe.
Yeah, sort of that whole area. And my wife has already said there's no way she's ever going to do it. I'm excited. I think it's going to be cool.
Yeah. I mean, you'd be traveling over streets.
Yeah, it's fine.
What's up?
By yourself in a bucket. You know, whatever.
It's cool, man. I got my snail biscuit right here. We're fine. I'm good for 30 minutes.
Yeah. Well,
I don't know how long they're going to take. My prediction is in that area, I think you're going
to
see that.
It's
got
to take a long time because, I mean, they have to go at a certain speed so you can actually walk and get on it.
Oh, the actual time. I think.
No, it slows down in that area.
Oh, it can do that?
Have you ever been to a ski lift?
I haven't.
I don't see Grease doing a lot of skiing.
I haven't either. I've done to me it looks like you're just on the Orlando Eye. It's just going straight.
It almost like changes tracks when it goes around the turnbuckle. Mm-hmm. That's a phrase Logan would know.
I know that one.
And, and so it can slow down during that time and then it speeds back up as it launches
ski
off.
Ski lifts are fun, but they require finesse. I'll say that.
Yeah. Can I see that gift shop coming? You think they're going to take that gift shop out? A lot more.
That generic World Showcase gift shop?
Yeah, and then that huge, there's a building there that there's the bathrooms that are on the other side of.
Yeah, like, I mean, the construction all to the left of there is boarded up. I mean, you have to kind of walk around. So, I mean, it's already there. I'm curious what you guys think of the Skyliners now that you've kind of seen it. Like, the fact that the big kind of concrete poles are up, whatever you want to call it. I don't know what they're made out of. I don't know, giant poles that are going to connect these things. Not exactly the most beautiful looking things. I dig it, but I understand why people don't.
Do you think the Skyliner thing is kind of like a ploy, like, okay, how can we make money on Skyliner? Okay, if we connect two parks with it, then it enables a lot more people to do upgrade the park hopper.
Yeah, it's the monorail version of for those parks. I think that it's great. I have no problem adding more transportation options. It will make
When do you think they rip out the monorail?
A couple of years.
A couple of years, and we're completely done with it.
Yeah.
And they replace it with a hover rail.
I don't think it's completely done with it, but I think it'll be a lot different.
I think before they get rid of it, though, they should run it backwards, like the Scream Machine in Atlanta.
Oh. First roller coaster I ever did was Scream Machine when they ran it backwards.
No.
Yes, sir.
How did you get up enough mustard to do that?
Mustard. Well, mustard's my favorite condiment.
Now, here's my question for the Scream Machine backwards, because I'm just going to say I never did it. I've watched people do it.
I don't do that.
Did it start in the same spot and they changed the car backwards?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, so it didn't go backwards.
No.
You didn't go like up the big hill and then down. You went down the same. You just, the actual car you were facing back.
Yeah. And the weirdest part
that doesn't seem like it's safe at all.
Here's why it was crazy. Because when you go down the hill, you get thrown forward. Like your head's going to hit the front. It was awesome. I loved it.
And then when you come to the bottom, it's like, your spinal compression, whatever.
See, we got any comments? A lot of people commenting.
Oh, Frankie, that's right. We're live today.
Yeah. Frankie's commenting. He said, unless they add Kingdom Hearts to the Japan film. Oh, well, we're talking Japan. Japan.
I'm talking France, Frankie.
Then I take the back entrance more. They do have a lot of stuff in the stores. Yeah. They have a lot of Kingdom Hearts stuff, buddy. It was there like 2 weeks ago.
Boom.
They got shirts and other things. More Totoro things.
Merch.
They got these shoes that I took a picture of, and I was like,
those Totoros.
But now I was like, I'm gonna look these up when I get home, because I'm not going to do like a shoe. I'm not going to like try on shoes here in the middle of Epcot. And then I realized I took a picture of it, and it's in Japanese.
Oh.
So I have no way to really look for it. But Google then I tweeted it out, and the guy was like, oh, type in this product code. You'll see it hidden right here. And I did it, and it worked. But then it's all still not in English, so I have to spend some time to get my dragon shoes on.
We've left out, I mean, arguably my least favorite type of attraction at Epcot.
What
is that? A Circle Vision.
A movie? The movie?
The Circle Vision movie, you know, because...
Is it a Circle Vision?
Yep, it is a Circle Vision.
No, you sit down though, right? Or you sit down in Circle Vision?
Oh, no, it isn't. It is not.
It's like the only one that's not a Circle Vision.
It's not a
Circle
Vision.
Canada is, and China is. And I will say this right now, I don't know if I've ever done it.
I've never done them, any of them.
I apparently need to do it because it's been so long that I have no recollection of.
Yeah, I have no, I'm sure I did at some point as a kid. But I really don't remember it. I mean, I'm thinking right now, I couldn't even tell you what the room looked like that you sit in. Yeah, no. I just know that I've heard people say you sit down in it. I did finally do the American Adventure reboot this last trip. We talked about it on the cruise show that we'll release here probably next week. Not a whole lot of changes there. You got the old...
The last time I was at the French Pavilion was when I was 4 years old.
Mm-hmm.
My parents took me there when I was four.
You have been in the French Pavilion since?
Nope.
Just walk by it?
I don't care.
I don't spend a whole lot of time in this pavilion.
Yeah, I don't either. I get the Grand Marnier drink and I move on.
And you go.
I don't even go in. I legitimately just get the beverage at the cart. I don't know that I can ever say I've been in the
pavilion.
I'm
more likely to pay $40 for a side-by-side bicycle and run it on the boardwalk.
Amanda and I sat this last time.
I'm more likely to ride Soaring.
That is... accurate,
because
I've done it. I've actually ridden Soarin'.
They got a bigger, Eiffel Tower in Soarin' too.
Yeah, it's askew,
little crooked.
Wait, how many Eiffel Towers are there? There's one in Vegas.
There's 1,000.
That's the real one.
And then what?
There's a bunch of them.
Yeah,
it's like the statue of Tennessee.
It's like the Statue of Liberty.
Yeah,
is there one in Paris, Tennessee?
Yeah.
Like how big?
I don't know. So I saw one. Some friends that road tripped in Paris, Tennessee, and apparently there's one there.
They have a Circle Vision in Paris.
I bet they do.
You go to Paris, do they have a Circle Vision of America? No.
Amen.
No.
They better.
Oh.
I feel like that's why you haven't been to the French Pavilion.
It is pretty big, the Paris-Tennessee Eiffel Tower.
I was given some false information about the food being bad.
It doesn't look... Well, okay.
Yeah, clearly Greece had...
Okay, I'm just saying. The Paris-Tennessee Eiffel Tower... Maybe not worth the drive for, but it's pretty big and next to a playground.
Nice. Can you go up it?
It's not that big.
70 feet.
It looks like it's big, slide. It does look like it's big enough for two It's not wide enough to go in.
Attractions that they have to like lure people in with like a play place right next to it.
And it is kind of like your most generic public park play place.
Since we're off the topic of the French Pavilion and on to Paris, Tennessee, their Welcome to Paris sign, not the Eiffel Tower. Giant catfish.
Yeah. Just a catfish.
Giant catfish.
Well played.
That's amazing.
Paris,
or
Tennessee.
That. Or are they saying that it doesn't really exist?
Paris, Tennessee in general has a 4.0.
Catfish.
Has a 4.0 rating on TripAdvisor. So.
I had one of those in high school.
And specifically the Eiffel Tower Park, which they do light up like the Eiffel Tower, like different color schemes.
Wow.
Do they do like a Bastille Day? Where is Paris, Tennessee? I don't even know.
I mean... Here's the deal. 99% sure they have a Groupon for this.
I don't think they pay.
Groupon.
Oh, you don't pay? You don't have to pay?
No, it's like going, it's like going to the Superman
statue. It's like,
statue.
Please come and eat at our restaurant so we can get the sales tax money.
I just like it's like things you could do. Okay, now we're making fun of Paris, Tennessee. I feel bad. I don't know where it is. They
it's
have quality
a beautiful
inn.
City we'd love to visit. All right, let's move on.
Yeah, if the person who runs the tourism district is listening.
The CVB from Paris, Tennessee.
Yeah. It's 2 hours from us.
I'd rather go to Paris, Tennessee than Paris, France.
So it is actually, it's right by Kentucky, but a little bit more to the west. It's near Pullover, Tennessee.
Wow.
Ray lived in Paris, Tennessee.
He did?
How terrible was it?
It's also near Big Sandy, Tennessee.
Mm. Correct. They have the Eiffel Tower there.
Yeah, that's what we're talking about.
Ray, you're not paying attention.
Ray has been taking his
seat. I'm sorry, what? It's always the Eiffel Tower, though. It's really cool to do Godzilla stuff there.
Yeah, it's not that big.
There you go.
Big Sandy, Tennessee is near there, which is the wrestling name.
Your name is Big Sandy, Tennessee?
Lord, it's Big Sandy, Tennessee!
Yeah!
I'm also a country bear. Oh, man. Well, the French
Pavilion...
Hey, is
there a penny presser at the
French Pavilion? I'm sure there is. We haven't given you a ton of information about this.
Yeah, I gave you literally the best information you could have.
We gave great information. I think it's a great table service, counter service stop. The little bakery that's in the back, they have a lot of great snacks. They have all the, you know, your eclairs, your creme brulee.
Ooh.
And
what's the pastry that's
ample
got the
benches?
It's got the powdered sugar on top.
Once again, those are beignets.
Well, those are great.
That's not,
are they not French?
They sell those in Disneyland.
It sounds French.
It is indeed a French word.
But y'all said it's New Orleans.
There's a lot of French influence in New Orleans.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Like, okay, I understand that now, because they came over here and said
French Quarter.
French Quarter.
Yep.
That's where you get beignets.
Okay. Speaking of New Orleans, I'm going there in a couple days. If you're in New Orleans, come say hi. You can find me. I'm the bearded wrestling fan walking around.
Yeah.
Oh, they'll see you.
Yeah. There's not going to be any of those.
I'll probably be in a t-shirt, and I'll look sweaty. So
cool. That's really
cool. Has anyone
cool.
been to Mon?
Bearded man, Mon? Sweaty t-shirt. That's at least 75% of the people that are gonna be there.
At least.
Probably that's why he said it that way.
Well, I know. I was helping her.
If you have to explain the joke.
No, but that was a counter explain. Yeah. Like he said it and I got it, and so I wanted everybody to appreciate it.
Oh, great. We usually go to the French Pavilion for one thing. I said it earlier while you were gone, Logan. We go for the gelato because that's one
there
of
you
Dawn's
go, yeah.
favorites. She pops in there, she grabs that. I think I got some wine last time we went. That's usually it.
Could you technically do the Tipsy Ducks in Love, get the vanilla gelato, and make like a
float?
A float.
Of course you could.
I think you can do
Does
anything.
Does that not sound Grace. Awesome?
Yeah, but you know what sounds better to me?
What?
Grand Marnier and margarita.
There it is.
Imagine vanilla gelato, then go get a Guinness next month and do a Guinness float.
Look, this is another suicide.
Time travel.
Yeah, that's my next book I'm writing is called
World Showcase Suicide.
In the mix.
Oh, I can't
horror.
Wait
yeah.
to
it's
talk
not
about Germany.
It's what you think.
He's workshopping the time.
Yeah. We already have.
Wait, he said we were doing that next month.
No,
we've already done the German pavilion.
I said England.
Oh.
Get a Guinness.
The ship, Paul, I have not done.
Are you for real right now?
I don't know.
All right, hold on. So there is a high-end restaurant we forgot to mention, Monsieur Paul.
La Hollis.
And I have not been to this restaurant, I realized, at all. I think I've only done Chef de France. I've looked inside of it.
Yeah, we've thought about it a couple of times, but it seems a little weird to get dressed up and go.
Is there a dress code?
No, but I mean, it is like a...
But it's a high dining. You want to not go in your sweaty tank tops. Yeah, I've never done it, It's not that I'm opposed to it. Honestly, I like the visuals better in the other restaurant too. Like looking out over the streets and having a little bit more flair. If you look at the pictures inside Monsieur Paul, I mean, the food looks awesome. I've never had it again. But the interior kind of looks like a hotel.
Well, the French Pavilion was killed for me when they built the Swan and Dolphin.
Okay, let's not get into that.
Ruined the beef. Ruined it.
But it's a gourmet dining experience. And yeah, there is a dress code. So dress code, in order to preserve the atmosphere, the minimum dress code and require men must wear khaki, slacks, or dress shorts. Dress shorts.
Dress shorts.
Jeans may be worn in good condition. Sport coats are optional. So really you're saying no t-shirts?
Whatever you want. Yeah. No flip-flops.
Right. Women must wear capri pants, skirts, dresses, or dress shorts. Jeans.
What are dress shorts?
City shorts.
They are literally clinging on to
just
like
clean shorts.
Hope that people dress nice.
What are
dress
like
shorts?
They're functional, but they're fashionable.
Here's what's not permitted.
No jean shorts, no frayed ends.
Right.
Not permitted are tank tops, flip-flops, swimsuits, swim cover-ups, hats for gentlemen. Cutoffs.
Women can wear the hats for women.
Yeah, that threw me off.
Can y'all imagine?
Torn clothing, t-shirts with offensive language or graphics.
Can you imagine
the universal logo?
Can you imagine the committee coming together? Okay, guys.
As long as they're in shorts and a t-shirt with no logo, you're fine.
On the docket today, we're talking about the nice French Pavilion restaurant. What's the attire going to be? And then somebody's like, oh, yeah, I mean, black tie, whatever. Like, we're in Florida. It's going to be hot. But, okay, well, I guess shorts and capris are okay.
Like no, dress shorts, though. Hey, put dress shorts so they know.
We should start
it's
a line
be high
shorts.
End.
Dress
shorts. Yeah.
Dress shorts. Just top.
Yeah. But it's kind of like, it's kind of like the crazy leggings, though, but for shorts.
Would you consider golfing shorts dress shorts?
Yeah, I think khaki shorts.
I think they just mean no frayed jean shorts.
Mm. It's listed for sale through a premium domain buyer.
If it's no frayed shorts, they don't welcome me.
Two steps ahead of me, somebody.
They do offer at Monsieur Paul a very cool, what seems to be 2018 or 20, what would be 2019 New Year's Eve celebration. Delight in the cultural flavors and elegance of France. I could see this being pretty cool. They have prefix menu starting at 9. They have one it's from 12 to 6:30 in the afternoon for $89. And then it goes up to $245 per adult.
Yeah, for not good food.
Starting at 9
French
o'clock,
foods.
Which is plus tax and gratuity. $310 if you want wine with it.
But unlimited wine?
No.
Oh, just
well, I guess $310 with wine is probably a pairings menu, I would assume.
Okay. So you're probably going to get like three or four glasses.
I want Grease to read literally this whole menu.
Please.
For
what
us.
Menu?
The prefix menu?
The Monsieur Paul.
Oh, menu. The Monsieur Paul.
Somehow I feel like we will offend multiple nations. Not even just France.
We will offend all
like the
nations.
Germans will be like, are you kidding me?
We don't even like the French. That's offensive.
How did World War III finally happen?
All the time.
It's that Disney podcast.
The whole time he's going, I got these snail biscuits. It's an idea.
Spitballing.
All right.
I love snail biscuits.
How's the shopping in the France Pavilion?
Perfume, like really strong perfume.
Yeah, stinky.
Like
not weak perfume, folks. The strong stuff.
Strength of the French in
their
perfume.
I've never come across a perfume that I'm like, that's pretty weak.
Hey, have you guys
really?
Ever been?
Yeah, there's really light.
What?
There's like a lighter scent.
Yeah, but the light is like a normal, like I can stand this.
Yeah.
Not the ones he's buying from Ross.
Amen.
Yeah, it is like there's like a perfume
place
to go. Stand, and there's also like a wine cellar. Yeah. There are a few options here.
Yeah.
Have you guys ever been?
Can you buy a bottle
Paris?
Of wine?
Like real Paris? Have you guys been to real Paris?
Yes. Yeah. No.
You know what else is in that shop? Is
He's not going to let you.
It's all right. I'll wait.
Have you ever been to real Paris?
Yeah.
Hold on. Pause.
Soap. You can get like
soap.
French soap. They have like French
kids are
going to
love this one.
Yeah.
Shopping is on point.
Because it's all just one shop, but the back is soap and then like French cooking stuff, and the front is like wine and.
More soap.
And there's a little like where you can do like the
soap making.
The drinking around, you know, if you want to like do the wine around the world thing.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That you can get berets there, miniature Eiffel Towers, t-shirts,
yes.
And I don't know why they say the, but it's called the Paris Purse. There's obviously a story around that. I don't have enough time to investigate it. But apparently it's a thing.
This is what I was gonna say. If you've ever been to the real Eiffel Tower in actual Paris. It's
yes.
pretty enchanting, pretty awesome, and so I feel like the the pavilion for me ever since I've actually been to real Paris. It's just felt a little lacking. So I feel like I always kind of just, you know.
I would agree with that.
We'll pop in, get some gelato. I don't really care about the rest of the pavilion because France itself, Paris specifically, is amazing. That's my opinion.
Mm. I like Paris a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't spent a whole lot of time in France. Maybe that's why. Maybe it's just when you've been there.
I had a really great trip.
I like the UK pavilion, though. I spent a lot of time in the UK.
See, there's just certain
pavilions
where I'm like...
Because the pub feels very real.
Authentic.
Like, the France definitely feels a little parody-ish of France.
Maybe. Yeah. And you know what it is? It's probably because you can see the swan and dolphin. Terry, that's probably what it is.
They ruined that pavilion.
Which, by the way, I looked for it. It's not easy to see.
You have to look for it.
I couldn't find it at all. I'm just going to say that. I couldn't find it. I stayed in the swan and dolphin. I don't understand how you see it from there. It's behind it. Very confusing.
That's great. That's good.
I will say the...
But Morocco's painted like the Tower of Terror or something. I don't know.
I will say the it's less crowded in the Paris pavilion than it is in the actual Eiffel Tower. So the day we went to the Eiffel Tower, it was like panic attack city. It was crazy people everywhere.
Yeah, it can be uncomfortable.
It was. You just got to go when it's like raining.
It was freezing cold when I went, but it was still awesome. Never forget it.
So if you want to, our suggestion
is go to Paris with Matt Lott.
Yeah, our suggestion is skip the pavilion.
Go to the real thing.
And go to the real
it's
Paris.
Only but a little bit more expensive.
If you're going to do it, then go to Disney Paris.
Yeah,
right?
And then you can ride the Ratatouille ride now and not have to wait.
Well, we'll get the Grand Marnier.
Let's do this.
And then go get a margarita.
Did this. Time travel.
Has anyone ever seen a... Go ahead.
I just had a quick question real quick. This is off topic of this. Is the Cinderella's Castle character breakfast worth it?
You're planning your trip? That's also the thing. We can talk about that. You're right now planning a trip to Walt Disney World.
I'm planning a trip right now. So
that's why you're asking.
And and the 180 days just started today. So I booked Chef Mickey's because I love it.
And you can book anything in your length of stay today.
No, I can't. It's only given me one day option.
You need to make sure you've got that in properly.
Okay.
Yeah, because you should get your whole length of stay available.
Okay. Well, gonna have to circle back around to that.
Cinderella's Royal Table.
Yes,
did it about I don't know, pretty close to 10 years ago now. Your girls will like it,
right? Yeah. I know they'll love it. Will they?
My
oldest will remember it.
Breakfast would be the suggestion.
I've done dinner. I've never done breakfast.
Is it cheaper?
It's cheaper. You get into the park when it's typically you can get in early.
Okay,
so the park's a little less crowded. You can maybe do some pictures.
Got it.
We've done breakfast, and the food's pretty good. I mean, it's crazy expensive.
It's the experience. I'm aware of
that. And
it's
a little bit unlike, I'd say, I guess Chef Mickey's kind of like it, too. There's a little bit of a show to it. It's not just like they walk around, take a picture, it's done. There's almost like there's a presentation. Like everyone has like their own entrance.
Right.
Now, bringing in Sleeping Beauty, Aurora, and then like, da-da-da, and she'll have a moment. So there's a little bit more of that to it. A little bit more show. It's a beautiful facility, like where you actually eat. It's cool to be in the castle too.
Right.
Food is fine. Again, 10 years ago, I don't remember it being magical. It was fine. I remember they gave Amanda's salad. There was a big giant piece of cardboard in it.
Mm.
So we got it for free.
Oh, yeah. Well, that sounds about right.
Where was the cardboard from?
Amanda's purse.
The box that the salad.
French pavilion.
the box that the salad came in. Because it may have said that on the wallet. So they ended up giving that one for free. So
that's
nice.
Good.
But that was
your magic.
That was my magic.
As an
adult only, like it was just the two, Amanda and I again, and we weren't like 20. We were like, let's spend the money. It'll be fun.
Mm-hmm.
It's probably not worth it. But as with your daughters, I'll do it with my daughters for sure when they're probably a little bit older.
Yeah, and we're also, y'all could probably speak into this maybe or maybe not. The Disney Springs bippity boppity thing, is that the way to go?
Well,
outside of the park or
if
not?
If you decide to do dinner at Magic Kingdom at the castle.
Oh, that's a good combo.
You could go to the afternoon, do bippity boppity.
Just take out a second mortgage.
Yeah, if you want to make $1,000 disappear in a really short period of time with your two girls, it's magical.
It's magical. I love it. Why not? Let's be dumb. Let's just do it.
You save money on your room. You went a little less expensive on the room.
Yeah, since you're going to be an annual pass holder, the money you're going to get and just the photos from that are pretty awesome. You get usually they have a photographer there during the Bibbidi Bobbidi Boutique taking professional photos that are incredible. My niece did it last year and it was pretty awesome.
Okay.
Great. Wait, you said that's awesome. At the castle?
This is the one they did at Disney Springs, I think.
Okay, because Jessica on the feed here says, no, do Bibbidi Bobbidi Boo at the castle.
I don't know. Hold on.
Okay. So we're going to do it at the castle then, I guess.
Okay, let's do a quick ad read here. How about that?
There's we have to put it at a certain time. So.
Oh, you do with a way? Yeah. All right, never mind. We'll edit that in. We'll do that later. Anything else y'all want to talk about?
Matt, anything else you need to plan?
The Accursus Royal thing. Y'all like that? Or whatever it's called.
Accursus?
That thing. You know what I'm talking about.
We've done that once.
Never done it.
Is that how it's pronounced?
I would do... I would do the breakfast at the Grand Floridian with the Mary Poppins characters.
I hate that breakfast, but yeah, you have feel free. Have fun.
Oh, you hate it?
It is truly insanity.
It is.
It is. It drives me out of my mind. It Special is chaos. Kind. Complete chaos. If it's full, it's uncomfortable. People are touching you the whole time. The characters are weird.
Touching you the whole time?
Their characters are touching you. Oh, yeah, that's right. Hey, Matt Lott had a moment with Poppins.
I did. Never forget it.
But beyond that, it's just, I just really don't like, I mean, the food's fine. I think it's a very uncomfortable experience and it stressed me out, gave me a panic attack. Hold on one second.
You know, Akers House.
What?
The food's the okay? Norway. The
what
Norway
just happened? Did you just have an episode?
Yeah, what just happened, man?
It's
all right. That's going to do it for this week on the show.
We didn't even talk about Lord Drakon.
We didn't. Can we?
Lord Drakon.
Well, does Disney technically have a vested interest anymore?
At one point they did.
No.
So yeah, Lord Drakon. They did for a minute.
We're going to wrap it up here with WDW today. So if you're listening, you're wanting Disney news and information, we're done. Now we're going to talk about Lord Drakon. Lord Drakon.
You're not going to close the episode out.
No, no, this is the same episode.
Oh, okay, cool.
Just people can stop listening if they want to here.
I think they already did.
Yeah, this is not our best.
Well, you missed Terry's spell he just had. That was nuts.
You missed that, Lo.
The Lord Drakon. It's a character currently in the Power Rangers comic book, Shattered
Grid.
Shattered Grid.
Yeah, from Boom Studios.
And it's if Tommy stayed evil, became big, powerful, super boss character, became essentially Rita or Zed.
Both
together, but he also has both the Green Ranger and the White Ranger powers, and they've come together, and he's awesome.
He's crazy.
He's what, Logan?
He's awesome.
Can we spoil it? Can we spoil what happened so they can get the gravity of the situation?
No such thing as a spoiler in my book.
All right, okay. Go ahead.
All right, spoilers if for some reason you're reading Power Ranger comics. Anyway, in the comics, Lord Drakon goes back to original timeline. We're talking about time travel. And he kills Tommy Oliver, the Green Ranger. Boom, done. He's dead in the comics.
And he kills the Red Ranger, right?
I didn't know about the Red Ranger.
I thought that's in the first issue.
No, I knew the Green Ranger happened.
Okay, maybe we're thinking of it. Maybe I'm wrong.
Is this canon?
The cover.
Yes. This is canon.
The cover has the shattered Red Ranger helmet.
Well, all of them. Each cover had a different.
Oh, okay. Maybe that's what I thought.
But he kills the Green Ranger. And so he's like, no, he's not going to break bad like I did. So I'm just going to go take him out. Now we're presented with this new issue of, you know, how are the Power Rangers going to defeat their friend who's actually their worst enemy? And Logan and I have a different issue with this whole scenario. Because is it Power Morphicon?
Power Morphicon, the Power Rangers, all Power Ranger comic book convention, essentially.
Right.
Is it canon?
Probably.
Nick canon.
They have an action figure of Lord Drakon, and it's expensive.
Yeah, they've released a legacy series, Lord Drakon.
Exclusive.
The first time I've wanted a Power Ranger toy just for me that I won't allow Riker to play with in years, and it is $50 to buy this. What, maybe 6-inch?
Yeah, 6 or 7-inch. It'll be figure. The fourth time I've wanted a Power Ranger figure.
No, I've wanted them. Usually I can justify them for Riker. I'm like, he wants this.
Yeah.
And he usually does. This one I want. And it is $50. Plus, you have to buy a non-attending pass to the convention for an additional $50. And you can buy up to 2 figures. Now, so that means Matt and I, if we split it right now, we'd both be putting 75 big ones.
Is now, it weird that my eyes have glazed over and
now
I
if
have
we go
no
to
clue what
the Platinum
saying.
Edition one, which is like $200, we can buy up to 10 figures. Then we can start
but
selling them.
What are we going
to
do with them?
We're going to sell them. We're going to start a Drakon store. We'll make our money back
we
that way.
We can sell
right?
Drakon and we can sell crafts? Snail biscuits.
We're talking
the same
about
store.
The dragon in Dragonheart, right? Draco.
No. I don't know what to
Lower
do.
Draco.
Because just like you will, your eyes are glazing over. My wife's process would be glaze over eyes and a fist coming it right
was,
at my
I
face right now.
I was close to clicking check
figure.
Out last night. Like, it was about to happen. Then I was like, Matt Lott may want to split this with me.
I would have to.
I'm going
to
wait.
I'm really lucky that you didn't text me.
I almost knew. It was like just slightly too late. It was like 11:30. I was like, hey, maybe. I don't know. So I'm like, yeah, I'm not going to text
it. I probably would have woke up and seen that and been like, do it.
So is he evil?
Yes.
Yeah, he's evil. He's like the most evil.
So Tommy went evil,
no, this
good,
version he
evil?
Never went good, right?
Yeah, or something. He got somehow he got both the powers. He's got the Dragon Zord, Green Ranger, and
Saba
he got the White
and
Ranger
the
powers. Flirt. Yeah, and he's mean. Just mean. Wow.
And Jason David Frank plays him, the guy in the trailer for it. He does the narration.
Yeah, they're making
and
a
I'm
big
reading
deal
this on my
it.
Way to New Orleans because how to make WrestleMania more nerdy?
Yeah.
Make sure you got your exclusive Power Ranger comics on your phone.
Power Rangers.
Shattered Grid, man.
Shattered wow. Grid.
It's
all
actually
right.
become a huge thing. Like
it
the,
has.
The
it's
Power
why the
Rangers
most
comics
time people are talking about Power Rangers
yeah.
in a long time.
Right, right. And the comics
I feel like
right,
that's
a
like a
studio.
Very relative statement, though.
Well, like the movie, but people hated the movie.
Yeah.
So this is like
yes,
the first time.
Present people, company included.
So this is the first time people have been positively talking about something in the world of Power Rangers mm-hmm. as adults in a long time.
It's pretty neat.
Pretty I'm gonna be Lord Drakon cosplay for Christmas.
There's a lot of people cosplaying as him. Yep. You can probably you can get a suit.
It's already
cosplay
happened.
For Christmas.
Yeah, that's what we do at my house.
You don't believe in Halloween?
Cosplay for Christmas. I don't know why we're that's hey, to the producers, but
Grease is over here on topic booking dining reservations right
we're
now.
On topic.
I know.
Well, you guys how you just went over there and started
I'm
reading off
the
screen.
Smoke signals over here because I was wrong. It's wide open for my week and everything's taken. So I'm trying my
I'm sorry,
best
bud.
To get reserved.
You'll be fine. You'll
I got
be fine.
Yeah, I'll just you know I'll slip some 20s to some cast members.
Come on now.
Be fine.
Mickey talk dollars. About that out loud.
Five spots. What'd you did you try to bribe him with a $5 bill?
Did you say Mickey dollars?
He said 20s.
I said 20s.
No, months ago.
I mean, I bribe a lot of people, Will.
What can't you get, Grease?
No, they're just the times. I tried to do the Cinderella thing and it was just like, nope, we're gonna have to pick a different time. So we're doing lunch. Huh. We're doing lunch.
All right, let's wrap it up. All right, that's going to do it for this week on WDW Today. I'm Logan Seculo.
I'm Will Haynes.
I'm Terry Weaver.
I'm Matt Lott.
And I'm The Grease.
See you on the next show.